Welcome, everyone, to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey, here on the airwaves of 99.1, bringing you news and events that matter to townshippers. This is through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada. We find ourselves in January 2026, and this year marks the 150th anniversary of Cownsville. Now, according to the MRC of Bromasiskwa, Cownsville is considered the socio-economic hub of the MRC, and it offers what they would describe as all the services of a large city, minus the inconveniences such as heavy traffic. To mark this anniversary, the town, or the city, as you wish, has embarked on a year-long celebration with various activities and things for people to take in to appreciate the history, the culture, where Cownsville came from, how it came to be, and where it's headed. Part of this celebration is a full-length feature documentary produced by none other than Etienne Benoit, a local Bromasiskwa resident who calls Cownsville home. We meet up with Etienne to hear about his project, how it came to be, and what people can expect from a documentary on Cownsville. I must say, it is already highly anticipated, and you'll hear why. I'm so pleased to be sitting down here today with Etienne Benoit. Bienvenue, merci.
Merci à vous, thank you.
So you are a townshipper. What is your connection with the townships, or how did you come to be here?
I'm born here in 1978.
Okay.
And I live in Cownsville, and I'm an elementary school teacher, and I very like my region.
So you're an elementary school teacher in the Cownsville area?
Yes, on my street.
Oh, that's amazing.
Not too far.
Not too far. On dit ça, c'est la meilleure façon de faire sa vie, when you can, oui. You know, you're close to your work and intégré dans ta communauté.
Absolument, oui.
So I'm speaking with you here today on your new documentary. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to take a step back. That is not your full-time job. This is a hobby, a passion, c'est ça?
That's a hobby. I very like this to... meet some people and make some research about the history of our region, Bromasiskwa, and have some partners to help me in different things, so kind of like biologists for some documentaries or archivists for history.
Okay, so how did this start? I heard you kind of started working with your students in a casual way. Could you tell us about that?
When I started, it was just I think a lot of teachers who make a little movie with children, with students, just mm-hmm. To show at parents what we make in classroom. But when I moved close to Lac d'Avignon 10 years ago, j'ai participé au comité de protection du Lac d'Avignon. Puis j'ai décidé de faire un documentaire sur les ruisseaux qui arrivent au Lac d'Avignon. Et c'est okay. comme ça que ça a commencé. It's like this.
So the basin and the watershed that feeds into d'Avignon Lake, you That's started it. To make documentaries. How yes. How many did you make on that particular topic?
The first one was about the Lac d'Avignon history.
Okay.
And after that, I make four documentaries about the stream. The first one, the Jackson River, after the Yamaska River, after Westover. Mm-hmm. C'est un ruisseau qu'on a nommé parce qu'il n'existait pas, il n'y avait pas de nom. Puis ça l'a fait un documentaire.
The old locals know it, you know, from the Westovers and Sutton and the farms That's and stuff. That's
and
amazing.
The last one is the North Branch stream, river.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they all feed into Lac d'Avignon, c'est ça?
That's it, yeah.
Okay, so it was a love for nature and history and wanting to protect la beauté et mise en valeur comme les lieux autour de vous, c'est ça?
Oui, absolument. I buy a drone. J'ai
OK.
acheté un drone to make good images. Mon but, c'est de montrer la beauté des paysages de notre région, de raconter l'histoire, puis que les gens aient le goût de protéger un peu ces ruisseaux-là qui sont très précieux.
Absolutely, and that, help furnish our water, all of it. Like, I don't think people are conscious of that. That's, you're drinking this, you're washing in this, this is life.
That's it. That's it.
Vraiment. And so I understand you're self-taught.
Absolutely, yes. 5 years ago, with my girlfriend, she's a graphist,
Okay.
and she helped me to buy my first camera, just a little compact camera, and she learned me how to use it. I make the first documentary, and after another one, and just now it's my first. C'est mon premier long métrage for the cinema.
This is a 58-minute
Absolutely.
documentary, I understand, is called
Yes.
Cowansville, Une Grande Petite Ville.
C'est ça, exactly.
Okay, so this is part of the celebration for the 150th anniversary of Cowansville. It's incredible, right here under our nose. And just speaking with you, I learned some bits about our town's history. But what can people expect from the documentary, or is there a focus, or is it a general account, or c'est quoi le visu?
C'est vraiment, on part du début, le premier colon qui est arrivé en 1798, qui s'appelle Jacob Writer, puis qui a installé sa première petite cabane, puis qui s'est construit un moulin.
OK.
Puis c'est en ordre chronologique jusqu'à 2025.
OK.
Et c'est vraiment comme des personnages importants, beaucoup d'anecdotes, parce que ça, c'est intéressant, les anecdotes, ça met des petites histoires rattachées à la ville, puis des événements importants, puis c'est divisé en 7 chapitres, 7 chapters.
Okay.
It's more easy to absorber, là.
To follow the
The
fil.
documentary, yeah. The
Okay.
story is separated in 7 chapters because it's more easy to understand.
And you told me something. I didn't realize that the town of Cownsville, it dates back further than 150 years.
That's it, because like I said, Jacob Writer arrived in 1798.
Okay, 1798.
Yes, Jacob Writer arrived in 1798.
Okay.
And it's the start of Cowansville, but ça fait 200, plus que 225 ans. Hein?
Right.
Ouais. Puis pourquoi on célèbre le 150e anniversaire? C'est parce que en 1876, ça fait 150 ans, ben Cowansville était dans le canton de Dunham, mais ce n'était pas une ville indépendante. Et en
Okay.
1876, Cowansville s'est séparé pour devenir une vraie ville indépendante with the first mayor.
Whoa.
The first mayor was James O'Halloran in Cowansville en 1876. Mais Cowansville existait déjà depuis 75 ans.
Amazing, but you're saying it was part of Dunham. So it established itself as its own town in
That's it.
1876.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, merci pour cela. There's so much to learn. And did you find any little known facts or any fun things or things that surprised you in your découverte, in your research?
A lot of things because I read the book of Michel Racicot. Michel Racicot is the president of Cowansville Historical Society,
Oh,
and
okay.
he know the history of Cowansville. It's incredible.
He's an
And yes,
encyclopedia.
absolutely. And when I decided to make my movie, I didn't know that Michel write a book about the story of Cowansville since 20 years. And when I call him to ask him if he want to make a film with me, he tell me that I finished my book right now.
Oh my goodness.
It's an impression, c'est une impression là. Fait que le
Okay.
timing était incroyable.
Perfect.
Ouais. Alors là, I read his book.
OK.
J'ai décidé qu'est-ce qu'on utilisait pour faire la trame narrative, pour faire l'histoire. Puis oui, il y a plein, plein de choses incredibles, beaucoup d'anecdotes incroyables là, que j'ai voulu mettre, mais je ne peux pas toutes mettre. Donc,
Non,
pour en
c'est comme
apprendre
ça.
plus, faut oui, you have to buy the book of Michel Racicot.
Talk to your grandparents, et tes arrière-grands-parents, and like you're saying, reach back into history.
That's it.
It's so important to know where we come from. That's Étienne Benoit, a cinéaste, a documentarian by hobby, by passion, who has recently produced Countsville, une grande petite ville, that recounts the history of the town that dates back to 1876 and then prior. Let's keep going here on the Township's Daily News Bits. Wow. I went on the website for Countsville, and this is a year-long celebration. Like, there's many events that are taking part. And I just saw historical photos and capsules, and there's a lot going into this. And it's really awesome that you're a part of it, a big part of it. Did the town help fund this or push the project, or it's really all you and your collaborators?
That's a good question. C'était pas prévu que je présente ça au 150e parce que je n'avais même pas pensé à ça. When I asked Michel Racicot to make a movie, and my film was finished 1 year ago.
Okay.
And the town told me, hey, wait to put it on YouTube. We have an event next year, and we want that you show the documentary for the 150e of Cowansville.
Beautiful.
So I said, okay, I can wait 1 year.
Okay, so you're ready. Ça, c'est la grande dévoilement. C'est ça qui aura
Ouais.
lieu le 25, this coming
Absolument.
Sunday?
Oui, c'est ça.
Wow,
Il y
no
avait
one's seen
personne.
it.
Personne ne l'a vu. Peut-être deux, trois personnes, mais
Maybe
pas.
your girlfriend in the back over there has seen
Yeah, but
it.
because she helped me a lot and make a beautiful illustration for the documentary.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is screening at Cinéma Princesse. And I went on the website and it is c'est complet. It is sold out.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
It's very funny. I think people very like the local history. Very, very, it's very interesting to make a documentary that people want to look to view. But I think if people want very s'il y a des gens qui veulent vraiment le voir, il va rester quelques places s'ils arrivent tôt.
Okay, if
Ouais, mais
they
t'sais,
arrive early.
pas beaucoup, mais il va avoir quelques places quand même parce que il y a des gens qui ont réservé des billets qui peuvent pas venir ou
You're right.
puis
Okay.
le cinéma a mis complet, mais il y a quelques places là, quand même. Ouais.
And good news, I don't know if you are aware of this, but I saw they've added a date. So on the 29th of January, là, il vient de ouvrir une autre comme séance, another showing.
And just before the interview, someone called me to tell me it's full.
Oh. Okay, so my next question, Etienne, if people aren't able to go to the screening, how can they see your documentary?
Dans quelques semaines, quelques mois, the documentary will be on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
With a subtitle, English subtitle, for people don't understand French,
Okay, yes.
but maybe something like March, April, or May.
Okay, tente ta chance. Get to the Cinéma Princesse early and hopefully you might get a seat. Oh,
That's
that's
it.
really incredible. Are you going to be there in person as well?
Absolutely, and maybe it's important to know the town and the Cinéma Princesse. Maybe they will put un quatrième présentation.
Okay.
Ouais, fait que c'est à surveiller là. Probablement qu'il va avoir une quatrième journée.
That's excellent. I hope to go there with my parents and family. Like years ago, you used to refer to the area as Sweetsburg. You know, the Sweetsburg Hospital and stuff. I wasn't there in that time, but it's like, oh, ça fait pas une génération. You know, there's
No.
so much change that happens
Exact.
in a small amount of time. And years ago, people were thinking for the next generations. Et aujourd'hui, on a comme une tendance d'être comme à la minute. So I think it's beautiful that young people, old people, people are really showing up to see your film and ça met
C'est
en
ce que
valeur.
c'est ça qui est intéressant, qu'il y a des enfants beaucoup, puis des personnes plus âgées, puis des adultes, des gens de tous les âges sont intéressés à venir voir le film.
That's
Puis
great.
58 minutes, ça se passe quand même bien, divisé en
Absolutely.
sept, ouais.
Well, do you have any last ideas or thoughts you'd like to leave with us, or something you'd like to mention to the audience?
Just the people who like local history can go on my YouTube channel to see my I have a 10 documentary, and just write my name is Etienne Benoit, and they can see my documentary, and maybe
Beautiful.
take a chance to come in Cowansville, maybe have a chance to have place yes for the projection.
That's very cool. Thank you so much for investing in our local history. And yeah, just I'm sure so many people are proud of their town, you know, and Bromosiskwa, les cantons. Merci beaucoup.
Absolutely. Ben, merci. I hope my English was not too
You did
bad.
great. You did really well. C'est notre communauté. C'est la réalité qu'on vit à la quotidienne. So it's
Absolutely.
beautiful. Thank you,
Okay.
Etienne.
Thank you very much.
All the
See you.
best.
Okay, you
Merci.
too. Bye.
That was documentarian Etienne Benoit speaking about his first full-length feature documentary entitled Cowansville, une grande petite ville. The premiere takes place at Cinéma Princesse at 141 Main Street, Rue Principale. You are encouraged to reserve your tickets online, and they did indeed add a fourth screening on Sunday the 25th at 7 p.m. Take your chance and arrive early at the other times and dates, and you might get a chair. You might get lucky. Tickets are free and they come with popcorn. So, hello, bon cinéma. As mentioned, come March, April, there will be a version uploaded to his YouTube channel, which will include English subtitles. We wish Cownsville a very rich and meaningful 150th anniversary and year-long celebration. And we thank everyone for tuning in to 99.1, your community radio station. And this is brought to you through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada. I'm Holly Bailey, signing off.